You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
From El Paso, Texas, to Kathmandu, to Hobart, Tasmania, from around the block, we are the Tastemakers.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to our listeners around the globe, again, on this gorgeous winter day, yeah. Almost spring. We're a week away from spring, but it's technically still winter here.
Yeah, 3 weeks ago when we were here, it was cold and icy.
Yeah. Right.
You know, hey, real quick, I want to jump back to Hobart here, Mark. They're listening to us in Hobart, Tasmania. Do you know who is from Hobart, Tasmania?
Yeah, Errol Flynn.
Right. The first man to walk from one part of the country to the other.
The Tasmanian devil.
There you go. Anyhow, I just have to say that because how often do you hear Hobart, Tasmania?
You never hear it. You never hear Tasmania.
Fantastic. You're right, you don't. I mean, no. I'm not even
most
sure.
People when you say Tasmania, most people think of the Tasmanian devil,
yeah.
The cartoon.
Yeah.
Don't think it's a real animal or don't think it's a real place.
Yeah.
But in fact, it's real both times.
Yeah, it is a real animal. And unless Tasmania has changed their name, like Siam went to Thailand and some other country changed their name too.
Myanmar, yeah. Myanmar was Burma.
So maybe Tasmania is another country. Anyhow, happy Thursday to you, Mark. Happy thanks. Happy Tastemaker Thursday. And Mark, today our show is sponsored by Mont Blanc Executive Car Service at MONTBLAC_executivecarservice.com. Mont Blanc Executive Car Services, Mark, is a private car transportation company that caters to the downtown metropolis and surrounding Los Angeles area, specializing in airport transfers, private events, high-end clientele, and the corporate clientele. Not to mention award shows, Mark. You know, it's award season or it just ended. But I know your favorite and my favorite is Mont Blanc Executive Car Services for all your private car service needs.
Indeed. I have picked used them in the past, and early, on time, professional, friendly.
Yeah.
Just a comfortable ride. I had the Lincoln.
Continental. When it was new, I think.
Yeah. Spacious
and
car.
It's a very competitive field and industry, so, so why choose anybody else?
Nowadays, you can pick anybody you want. So you got to pick somebody who's been recommended by the Tastemakers because we know our business.
Yeah. Right? Big shout-out to Giuseppe, too, who pretty much is manning the helms over there. So, Giuseppe, happy Thursday to you and to everybody else listening. Get out there and get yourself a Mont Blanc Executive Car Service.
Sounds good
for
to
your
me.
Next event. And let's start the day off, Mark, with some happy birthday greetings as usual. Stephen Curry, we know how much I enjoy this guy and like his basketball play with the Golden State Warriors. Actually, I can't stand the guy. It's his birthday today, Mark.
Oh, let me see. Because he's got three kids already. So I would think that he's got 3, 5, 22, 23. I'd say he's 28.
28. Wow. 30.
Oh, very close.
Yeah. It seems like he's been playing for 10 years. Actually,
yeah.
He may
How
have.
How long has he been playing?
Probably 10 years.
Okay.
But actually, I think he played his whole four years at school. He went to really, really tiny Davidson. So,
okay.
Hey, Albert Einstein, Mark, if he was still here today,
he'd be, I tell you how old he'd be. He'd be 136.
Very good. I was going to say, you're not going to get within 10. He was 76 when he died. He would be 140 today.
Yeah, so I was 4 years off.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah. He would be 140 years today. Simone Biles, the gymnast.
Yeah, yeah.
21 she, today.
The, 21,
she,
yeah.
Isn't she starting to date somebody?
I don't know.
Yeah.
She's the Olympic gold medal winner. Right?
Cookie Swirl. Cookie Swirl's 21 today, Mark. She's a YouTube star.
A YouTube star, okay.
And the star of Baby Driver, Ansel Elgott.
Ansel Elgott.
24.
Huh.
Baby Driver is good. Oh. I liked it.
Great.
Daru, Mark, is only 15.
Daru.
Interesting. What do you think this person is? Instagram,
Influencer.
YouTube, Twix, YouTuber.
Yeah, great.
Quincy Jones. I think he shares the same birthday with Michael Cocaine, doesn't he?
I think he does. You're right, they do. He's, I would say, 87.
Very good, Mark. 85.
Yeah, okay. I'm always about 2 years off.
Yeah, and Michael Caine's his birthday today, too. They're both 85.
Oh, great. Wasn't there a movie about that? About the two?
I think so.
Or a documentary?
And just got done watching the original
Get Carter
last night, made in 1970. He was good in it, real good. I was surprised at the ending, though. They made a remake
with Sly Stallone. No,
they made a remake in 72.
Oh.
Yeah, with it was geared towards blaxploitation Pam Grier and I forgot who the gentleman was.
Yeah.
But then the remake with Get Carter with the remake with Sylvester Stallone. When do you think that came out?
I'd say 88.
That long ago, huh? It was 1990.
Okay, but so again, I'm sorry,
2000. Came out in 2000.
2 years off.
Yeah. No, you said 88. It was 2000.
Oh, the remake was 2000?
Yeah. So 19 years ago. But and Michael Caine was in that one, too. He's playing
right.
The villain.
Great.
Mickey Rourke was the villains. But anyhow, love the new one. Billy Crystal. It's his birthday today, too.
Oh, Billy 70. Crystal. 70.
He's getting his footprints next week.
Yeah.
$30,000 now to get your footprints.
Oh, because I knew it was not 25
footprints.
Before.
Not footprints. Star.
Oh, $30,000.
$30,000 now.
He doesn't have a star on the Walk of Fame yet?
No.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah. And the last birthday celebration.
He's been around for 40 years.
Yeah.
Movies, TV, the comic
Well,
circuit,
I guess, Mark, if
nobody?
This is indeed the case, you have to pay this kind of money. A lot of people feel like they don't want to pay it, I think.
Yeah, but usually you raise it from the fans yeah. raise it or somebody puts it together or something
Tons
like that.
Tons of you is 18 today, YouTube star. By the way, Mark, we have an in-studio guest today.
Yeah.
In-studio guest by the name of, James Rideout. Hopefully I pronounced it right. Rideout.
Yeah.
It just seems like it's too
easy. It's regarding a new documentary.
A documentary that's being made in regards to a family member.
Yeah.
So, yeah, in studio guests today coming on in about
hopefully we'll see
so.
This documentary at the Oscars next year.
Yeah, right?
You know? Yeah, so that'd be great if we do have a documentarian Oscar winner today.
A documentarian, yeah.
That's
right.
Great.
Yeah.
Fantastic. All right. Well, it's a gorgeous day. You know, we have, since we were last in, the Oscars have come and gone. So I guess one of the things that we want to talk about is our busy Oscar schedule. It started with our Oscar gifting suite, which was 3 weeks ago yesterday.
Wow.
Which was great because we had a great eclectic mix of guests attending, including no less than a dozen Oscar nominees, of which we had one Oscar winner, I guess. Did we have just the one Oscar winner from
Green Book?
We had a dozen nominees, but we had one Oscar winner
from the Green Book.
Yeah,
Nick Valadanga.
Nick,
I don't want to
put something
Vela
like
Panando.
That.
And who is the other gentleman, Mark, that was played the wise guy that was also in Green Book? Dennis something. Was it Dennis Brown?
No,
because he is in the new movie that's coming out tomorrow. Chasing McQueen, he's in that one too.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
That's the Steve McQueen movie, right?
Yeah, I saw the trailer yesterday. He looks good. They gave him like a '70s look. But anyhow, yeah, it was a wonderful event. Can't believe it was 3 weeks ago. That was a wonderful weekend.
Yeah,
it was a wonderful week leading up to
it. Started with the suite, and then we had an invitation to go to a party that night, but. The day went on so long. It was a long.
You know, my intentions
day.
Were to make it for that, but
when you bail, I'm thinking, boy, you must really be tired because you like to go to any opening, a grand opening, the opening of a door, the opening of a letter.
Yeah, it was a good one at the Mondrian too. But man, I don't need to tell you. When Harris Brothers do our annual events or biannual events or whatever, and it's a full day thing from 6 o'clock to 6 o'clock.
Indeed,
that's a long day.
Right,
we ain't spring chickens anymore.
Right, so it ended. We went home for the night, which was nice. It was nice to relax.
Saturday we were invited to something else too. We kind of took it easy, but Sunday Oscar Day, we started the day off at the Roosevelt Hotel. That's where we started, right?
Right, in the Johnny Grant penthouse.
The Johnny Grant penthouse at the Roosevelt. On our way
we
up,
got
we bumped
2:30.
At 2:30 we bumped.
Already buzzing. The Hollywood Roosevelt was happening.
Always already buzzing. In the lobby, we bumped into Christian Soriano,
the
Project Runway winner from 10 years ago and host of the new Project
the new
Runway.
Host of the new Project
this
Runway
evening.
Starring in Bravo tonight.
So, like
we
Mark
met
mentioned,
him 10 years ago at the Kentucky Derby.
And he says he remembered us, Mark.
Well, of course you're going to say that. You know,
Carrie thinks he did remember us. Easy to remember us, though.
Yeah, yes and no. He meets and sees so many people. The fact that he would have remembered us from the red carpet at Churchill Downs 10 years ago, I don't know.
Yeah, you're probably right.
But anyway, he's got a new show starring on Bravo tonight, the Project Runway, 8 p.m., so it's on Bravo. Tune in, watch it. Siriano's there, but we bumped into him again.
On our way up to the world-famous Johnny Grant, which I didn't think there was all that.
No, I didn't think so.
We were there for an influencer event from Ettinger. What was your first name? I do apologize.
It was Canada or something. It had something to do with it,
yeah,
I think, right?
They were hosting an influencer sweet champagne, nosh, beautiful. We were at rooftop, actually. Had the
and
access
it happened.
To
it. This had come after another week of crappy weather, rain, cleary.
Beautiful day today, and we were literally overlooking the Dolby Theater and the red carpet.
Ramen's Chinese, Dolby Theater.
And that was pretty cool.
Red carpet.
That was
it
pretty
was.
Cool.
And it was nothing better than having a glass of ice cold champagne waiting for you when you get there. Actually, it wasn't waiting. We had to wait 5 minutes for it.
And they brought it to us, though, but better late than never, Mark.
Yes.
Better late than never. It's great to start
like
the day
off. I like chilled, like James Bond, he likes his chilled Bollinger champagne.
Yeah, Bollinger, yeah. But like we were there for a while, and then from there we went to our first Oscar viewing party, which was taking place at the Universal Hilton. We got there early, right when it was starting, so we had to wait. They didn't open the doors till 3, I think.
Yeah, which was
and we were literally
people waiting. You let them
in. We were there for a little bit.
And I was surprised to see my own name and my real estate company on the media wall, which was surprising. You know, any little bit of promotion and marketing and advertising helps out. And so to see DZ Peasy Podley on the media wall, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
Always great to see. So we had a cocktail, met some fans, some Facebook fans that we hadn't seen in years.
Right. Or I'm not even sure if we met. Have we ever met them before?
Yeah, well, that one group was at one of our suites, Matt, at the Oscars 5 years earlier when we were at the Lux.
Mm.
So it was good to see that. So we had a couple cocktails. We bumped. We took some pictures. And then we moved on to the next event for the evening, which was the Su Wong Chinese.
It's funny, Mark. We continue to call it the Su Wong, but it was basically the American Chinese Society.
CEO Society.
With Su Wong.
Right. And the Tagman Center, right in the heart of Hollywood.
Yeah, beautiful venue.
Packed.
On Vine.
Yeah. So,
and we got there on time, didn't
right
we?
Right on time. Yeah, it started. Wait a minute. 4:30, I think we got there. Yeah, 4:30 we got there.
I was already packed.
Yeah, okay. And let's see, we bumped into Tommy Chong, which was nice meeting Tommy Chong there.
Tommy Chong was
there. We've met Cheech Marin before.
Yep.
A couple times.
Yep.
But Tommy Chong was the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And Billy very nice
Zane,
guy.
Billy Zane was there as well.
Billy
Mickey
Zane.
Rourke was supposed to be there. Oliver Stone was supposed to be
but
there.
But his son was there.
His son was there.
Yeah.
He got some award, too. But wonderful event. Place was wonderful. And in addition to the Oscar viewing party, Sue shared with us and treated us to a fashion show as well.
Which is always so nice.
She's got some great fashion.
Fashion show.
Yeah. So seeing Su Wong fashion at an Oscar viewing party was a nice extra little bonus.
Yep.
And then from the Oscar party, Mark, we departed before the Best Picture was given, I believe. And because we then went to an Oscar after party.
Yeah,
at
it was the
district.
Remy. It was the Remy Martin second annual Griot Gala Oscars after party celebrating diversity and inclusion. Now that's a mouthful.
This is a great event.
This is I think the third year they've done this thing, and Griot Gateway celebrates diversity and inclusion in the arts and the entertainment industry. The Griot Gateway is a platform to connect iconic industry professionals with the next generation of aspiring talent, to inspire women and people of color through connecting them with trailblazers in the entertainment business industry. That's the whole point of the Griot Gateway. And by the way, it's griotgateway.com. So this was the second annual, not the third. It was the second annual, yeah. And sponsored by Remy Martin, which is
a nice sponsor.
You know, it's a great sponsor to have.
Yeah.
And we got there and the place was packed.
Yeah. And it started at 8, and I think we got there right at 8, and the line was huge. And beautiful media wall with the fake greenery, you know.
That's the new thing. These media walls with the grass.
And everybody was in line, but, you know, we were ready to go in. We didn't want to wait
in
line.
Well, you know, surprising the fact that they had so many people, unless we got the time wrong, 8 o'clock.
Maybe.
But to have a crowd like that right when you open was surprising.
Maybe.
But we did get in quickly.
And what a
great
party.
Great venue, first off. We've been to the district a couple of times.
It's a Vietnamese restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we've
very
had lunch
cool
there. We've
semi
had lunch
slash
there. We've attended the gifting suite there. And we've been to a
mixer.
EMC mixer there.
Yeah.
So it's always
love
been,
it.
Every time we've been there, and one of the best cocktails I've ever had, the margarita that they made that one time.
But they were pouring champagne right from the get-go, and we like that.
And chocolate-covered strawberries right there, too.
And then for the VIPs, which we had access to the private room in the back. They turned the parking lot. They covered it with a white tent, which always makes it look classy. Put white couches out there, a dance floor, and then they had all kind of specialty cocktails being made. They had desserts, but it was wonderful. We already had dinner. This is one of those things, Mark. When you go and you already have dinner, but you go someplace after and they got the big, you know, the
hors d'oeuvres
and
being passed around.
You have to indulge.
And, you know, fun thing I was just thinking today, this was sponsored by Remy Martin, but do we have a Remy Martin when we're there?
I think they had the Remy Martin specialty drinks.
Okay, but we didn't have one, did
yeah.
we?
Yeah, they had the table full of bottles. You know,
but we didn't have one of the specialty drinks.
No,
because we were just drinking the champagne.
Yeah.
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 But the specialty drinks all looked and sounded delicious.
Yeah.
Didn't you
have something? You didn't?
No, I should have.
I thought you did because I always stay away from.
I should have indulged, but I did not.
If I'm drinking whiskey or if I'm drinking champagne, I don't like mixing too much stuff.
Right,
but,
and that's why we did not. But the a big shout out to Stacy Barker.
Yeah,
Getting us in because it was a great time.
And she got us in immediately, almost immediately.
It was great. It was very, very thoughtful and caring, and it was good seeing her again. And we had a great time in Remy Martin's second annual Griot Gala Oscars after party celebrating diversity and inclusion. Go to their website, Griot, that's G-R-I-O-T, gateway.com, for more information on who they are and what they do. And it's a great thing to have in Hollywood. But
So with Oscars in back, we're on to our next show, which is going to be the ESPYs, which will be in the middle of July, July 15th, I believe, in Hollywood, celebrating the ESPN Sports Awards. That's what it basically is. So that's our next event. So if anybody has interest, do contact us at wowcreationsmedia@gmail.com. But that is the next event taking place in July.
And speaking of our
July.
Next event, the ESPYs, man, I want to mention, do a shout-out to one of our brands that is participating in our next ESPY gifting suite. The name of the company is MyMedic.com. That's MyMedic.com. And it is actually a high-end, top-notch first aid kit. Comes in a nice big knapsack or a backpack type thing. The Recon, I guess that's their main thing. The Recon first aid kit. Fully stocked with the best supplies available today. And this thing comes with 7 compartments in the actual.
Is this something you put in your car, Mark, or to your home?
Yeah, both. You can actually have it in both places. Mm-hmm. And you'd want to have them both places, but really the car, I think. And this is how the company got started, Matt. It started over 5 years ago due to a tragic accident. There was a mother and her child. They lost their husband in a car accident. By time the medical attention got to the car accident, the father, unfortunately, had bled out.
Oh boy.
And died.
Oh, terrible.
So the family lost their father. They decided to give back to the public so nobody would have to experience what they went through. Thus, My Medic was born. They created the best first aid kits on the planet. Now, that's a pretty strong statement to make.
Mm-hmm.
Best one on the planet.
I wouldn't even know where to get one other than you go to, you know.
Yeah. Right. So they created the best first aid kit on the planet that will not only be there for those small day-to-day injuries, but life-threatening emergencies as well. And backed with data, they have first aid kits for all needs, whether it's your car, your home, or the specific activity that you do, they've got it covered. It's their mission to help save lives and be our own or someone else's medic.
Well, I sure would like to check one of these things out, see what kind of stuff they have in there. But I guess
having been in business for going on 5 years now, their goals haven't changed. Their desire for people to live their lives just how they want to, but for those just in case moments to be prepared for the unexpected, stay alive. And again, their website
is that their slogan?
I guess it's stay alive.
It.
MyMedic.com, MyMedic.com. Especially living here in Los Angeles, we've got these wildfires all the time. We've got floods. We've got fires. We've got earthquakes.
Crazy traffic.
You know, so this is something that you may want to have in your car at home for any emergency that may arise.
I'm glad they're going to participate. Yeah.
This will be a first.
Yeah. We always like to have you, after doing this for 15 years, we have come across very, very unique and a wide variety of items, brand, products, and companies. So this is, I mean, boy, we got a story right there with all the stuff, Martha.
I've seen this thing, too. This is a fantastic first aid kit. It's not like the kind you have, like when you're in, you're at a hotel or whatever, and you go to the medicine cabinet, or they got these little teeny first aid kits with Band-Aids on it and Q-tips. This is a top-notch, grade-A first aid kit.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, and so another note, Mark, what do you think about the documentarian, I'm getting ready to say again, documentary about Michael Jackson?
Well, I tell you, it was good. 4 hours, first off,
too
was
much.
Too long.
Yeah, too long.
But I really could have.
If you're going to have it in two parts, 1 hour each.
Yeah. I could have either went both ways. You know, you had this talk about him over the 25 years or whatever, and there was this proof and this and that, and then he was exonerated.
Right.
And, you know, you have to look at it like, hey, he's Michael Jackson. There's no way he would have done this stuff.
Yep.
He was exonerated. Excuse me. So, you know, you didn't think for sure if he was guilty of this
I think
stuff.
In the back of our minds, we kind of think he's guilty of a little bit of something, but we don't yet want to...
Right.
Agree with it,
yeah.
But and we think it's so long ago. We know he possibly did something,
yeah.
But maybe there's a hint of that, and he wasn't crazy.
Right.
And like you said, he was exonerated, and then 5 years later, he paid somebody off for $20 million.
Like you said today,
you're not paying somebody.
Which makes you think
off.
That you know, anybody that pays somebody $20 million,
yeah.
You
but like you said, his attorney said we'd be paying.
But
anyway, the point being is, after all this time, we kind of like accepted it. Not saying I'm not.
Forgot all about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we just said whatever. But now all of a sudden. After you see that documentary, you go, holy mackerel.
He's guilty of sin.
Yeah, so that being said, do you stop listening to his music?
I don't. I think he's got great music.
Yeah.
And most of the great music he did, too, he did it before all these charges were, put on about the guy. So.
But now I'm hearing last week that many, many radio stations across the globe are going to stop playing his music and discontinuing all
that's
this stuff.
That's too bad.
But they really played up in...
Are you going to stop watching Harvey Weinstein produced movies too because of his allegations?
Right.
No, because he's got too many good movies.
Now that being said, we're blitzkrieg with Michael Jackson at the same time with R. Kelly. What did you think? Did you see the
great interview?
Yeah. Did you see the skit they did on the Senate Live? Boy, was that good, Robert. Robert, real good. But man, this guy is real crackers.
He is crackers. And, you know, it seems like, again, there's overwhelming proof, overwhelming evidence against him for decades now.
Yeah.
But yet, you got to wait and see what the courts say. You know? But even the courts say they did with Michael Jackson, he was innocent. But after seeing this documentary, you think the guy's guilty.
Speaking of documentary, I just watched a special a couple of days ago about Randy Quaid.
A special?
Yeah. It was like on The Reels channel.
Oh,
They do a lot of, like,
I know.
Stuff on.
I know.
Sorry, but, you know, we all know how he went crackers.
Yes.
And whatever. What do you think is the most amount of money he ever got paid for doing a movie?
I'd say $250,000.
Yeah, $2 million.
Oh, $2 million.
Yeah, $2 million. When he did
it say which one?
Which one was it? It was...
Because he never really was a star of a movie, was he?
But he was never a star, but he was big. Jeez, I wrote it down, but I didn't have it here. But anyhow, you know he was in... what was that movie with a couple years ago? Can't even think of the name, but
he was in The Long Riders, wasn't he?
Yeah, but about 10 years ago, it was about the two. It was took place in the mountains. It was the gay guys. It was the one.
Oh, Brokeback Mountain.
Brokeback Mountain.
He was in that?
Yeah, he was. Yeah. He played the. You know, when they went up there to be up in the hills.
Yeah.
He was the one that was in the trailer. He was their boss, real strict looking.
Oh, okay.
Now he was. So you don't even remember he was in it. He was in the kind of like small amounts, right?
Yeah.
You know how much he got paid for that?
No.
$600,000.
Well, I don't remember how much he was in it.
Yeah, well, you didn't even remember he was in it.
They'll
just give you an idea how little he was in it. But then he sued the studio because the movie started making so much money.
He says he didn't get his share of it.
Yeah. And so, but anyhow, I want to bring him. He's banished. He's living in Rhode
Island.
Right,
he's nuts. In
Vermont.
There were some criminal charges against him, too.
Oh, once he got married, he's completely lost it. He hasn't made a movie in forever. He's legally, he cannot leave the state of Vermont.
Wow.
I want to go to Vermont, and I want to bring him out for the film that we're going to be working on.
Excellent.
Yeah, because I think we get either game for free or pennies.
But in our film, you want him to be in the starring role?
Yeah.
The main person?
Yes.
Huh, interesting.
You know, the one that...
Yeah,
we'll
I know,
talk
I know
this,
which one. Yeah, I know.
I'm thinking, perfect. He'll do it. We get him either cheap or anyhow.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Real interesting.
Okay.
So we still got a couple minutes, so we bring our guests in.
Yeah.
Tell me about The Bachelor, Mark. I know The Bachelor season just came to an end.
First
the
off,
other day.
He was awful. This Colton Underwood. So
Underwood?
Colton Underwood.
Underwood.
Yeah. Underwood, yeah.
He was
like
a football
Underwood
player,
Ham.
Right?
Well, he was a football, but he never
right.
played on a team. He was always the backup guy that never got on a team.
Yeah.
And I think he was on four different teams. Blake is listening in right now, I think, from Phoenix. So if he knows how many teams that Colton Underwood was on.
One of them was the Chargers.
I don't know how this guy makes a living. You know, I just don't understand how this guy makes a living. One. But anyhow, so you know how the thing works out.
I watched the first episode, then I watched the final episode.
So there were three final girls left in Portugal. And so he was starting the one date with the one. Which is the one that he thought was that we find out on Monday night that he was his favorite, and he's getting ready to make his move on her. They're getting ready to go to the fantasy suite, and she basically just says, "You know what? You love me, but I'm not there with you. I'm just not there with you.
Honestly,
I'm just not." And this was the one for him. She was the one. He said, the other two mean nothing.
Ah, you were the one. I get it. Now
you were the one now. You were the one. Yeah, but I, you know, I'm just not into you. It might come at a time.
So
but
she
right
was
now,
the one that he was going to choose.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh boy.
But we only find that
this
out
this is
on
probably
Monday.
A first, huh?
I don't know. And so anyway, she just says, I can't go on. So you know, you're going to have to go with the other two. But and he wouldn't take no for an answer. He kept saying yes. And then she just said, no, it's just not going to work. And she went up and left. And that's when he flipped out and just
went. Out? Oh, that's yeah. when he jumped over that fence.
Yeah, and they couldn't find him. He went missing, and he was all crying,
crying
because he didn't understand that how is he getting dumped? This isn't the way it's supposed to work. You're the
I
one
like
that's
it.
Going to get picked.
I like it.
And
it's different.
She dumped him. She said no.
Good.
And so then that's how that ended. And then the next
maybe
episode.
Maybe she should have removed herself before this. If she felt that
well,
way.
Well, she just became the final three at the you know that last
yeah,
elimination.
Yeah, but if she had these no feelings for him.
I guess she thought maybe the change things would change.
And
so then he went to tell the other two that they're done. They're done.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, so
yeah.
that was the whole right. outcome of this.
And then after he got done with dumping them, then he said, that's it. I can't. I got to give this one more try. I've got to go to her room and knock on her door and said, let's talk. And he said how much he loved her. He loved her. He loved her. Loved her. And, you know, she just, again, I'm not into it. But and then he says, let's go out and talk. He talked with her and said, listen, my parents are in Spain right now. Let's go to Spain. Let me introduce you to them see what your thoughts are.
Well, he just can't give it up, huh?
Right. And so she says, okay. So he took her to Spain with him, met her, his whole family, and then she just said, okay, well, you know,
just
rush.
Real quick, Mark, our guests are running a couple minutes late.
Okay. All right. Well, that's not good. The show goes on for as long as it goes on, and that's it. Let them know that.
Yeah.
So then he took him back to Spain, met the family, and they were all apprehensive about it. They didn't know for sure. Does she have the same thoughts about you as you have to her? No. So you're rolling the dice and you're thinking that this is it. You know, we don't want you to get hurt again. You know, so the family was all like, you know, she's nice.
What were they doing in Spain? Are they from Spain?
No, Spain was right next to Portugal.
Yeah.
And I guess that was where the final thing was going to take place in Spain.
Ah, I see. Certainly.
Yeah. So, because either way, the family came in because he was going to pick one of the three. And, you know, he picked the one, but it wasn't the one that she didn't want him, and it worked out okay.
So the other two got the whammy. They thought they were still into it,
yeah.
but he came
and
told them.
It's the same thing that I've been saying for 17 years.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. Or 18 years, yeah. They all, like, are blown away. How could this be? You loved me before. I'm in the final three. It starts with 30. It's only going to be one. So regardless if you're in the top, the bottom five, the bottom 10, or the bottom three, he's only going to take the one.
Yeah.
So you have to know going in
yeah.
that when you start and to the end, there's a very good chance yeah. that you will not be in the bottom.
Great for TV, but I just don't understand how these women could fall in love with these guys in a couple of months.
Actually, it's only 6 weeks. They fall in love
six
with
weeks,
the,
wow.
They fall in love with the idea.
Yeah, the concept.
Of being
the whole
in love
but
and with The Bachelor.
After 17 years, there's still a good amount of married couples out there. There's probably about 10 of them, aren't there?
Yeah, but that's not. But 17 years, that's 35 seasons. I don't think there are 10 that are actually married, man.
Between Bachelorette and really?
Yeah, I think maybe 6 or 7
6
tops.
Or 7?
Yeah,
6 or 7,
six or
huh?
seven tops.
Wow.
And that's not that big when you think of 17 years and hundreds of people.
Hundreds of people.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's wacky. And so now, you know, she's from Huntington Beach, so she's back living in Huntington Beach. So he moved out from Denver. He's living here as well.
Oh boy!
And they're not living together, but they're here to you know close enough to each
I
other.
I like this because a lot of times I think when they do get married, and a lot of times they're broken up after 3 months
yeah.
or 6 months or whatever. This is real.
Yeah.
I mean, when he
right.
couldn't get the one that he wanted, he said, "Forget it."
Well, he said forget the other two because
yeah.
he didn't want the other two though. They were not the ones that he wanted.
Right. So it's great.
But
so
they always do that. They always get rid of the ones that they don't want. They only pick the ones.
Well,
that
what
they
I
want.
Like was it's great because the one that he wanted didn't want him.
Yeah, she didn't want him.
Yeah, which is good TV. What did they do? Because I thought Monday was the finale. So what was happening? What happened on Tuesday?
They just stretched it out for 2 days.
Oh, it's 2 days of finale, but a finale is a finale.
Yeah, and this finale was 2 days of finale.
2 days
this
of finale.
This was a 2 day finale. Yeah, it was a 4 hour finale.
And did so they have the? So they didn't have the after rose then because there was no after rose, because they always
right,
have
there
that
was no
after
rose
where the couple.
Well,
are
he did
there.
Give her. He did give her the final rose then.
Yeah, but I mean, they always after the finale, the last hour, it's in studio, the couple together. So
yeah.
they didn't even have that with him alone.
Yeah. Well, they did. He was there, and she was there, too.
Oh, the one that he dumped?
No, the one that he... Well, no, the one that he's with now. She didn't accept... He didn't get... They didn't get engaged, but they're a couple.
Oh.
Yeah, they're a couple. They just didn't get engaged. The only thing that's different is there was no ring. Because there's no engagement, but they're together.
So he went to Spain to go get her.
No, they were all in Portugal.
Right, he went to Spain to introduce to the parents.
His parents were in Spain.
Yeah.
He took her from Portugal
to
Spain.
So she tells him, I don't want to get married to you, but I'll still date you.
Yeah, we'll give it some time.
Ah, okay.
But that's how it always is. Even when you get engaged, the engagements go on for
years. I thought that she said, I'm not interested with you.
She did say that. She said, I'm not interested in you. And then he went knocking on the door and said, come on, we got to give this another try. And they're giving it a try now. And the thing that blows me away is we still don't know what he makes for a living. So she came back to Huntington
Beach.
What
does she do?
She's a speech pathologist or something like that.
How old?
23.
Because they're making a big thing with this new one,
and
how she's only 22.
No, she's 23. Miss Alabama's 23.
You said 22 the other day.
No, she's 23. There were about 10 of them that were 23 on this episode, on this season, which, again, you're too young when you're 23. And... So,
possible.
Okay.
Yeah, 22 is too young. 23 is too young. I mean,
Blake's 23, almost 23. Blake's going to be 23. Whitney's 23, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really too young to get started. But there was about 10 of them that were 23. Anyhow, what I'm getting at is they both live out here now, and together they're starting to travel. They're going to be traveling for some gig. They've got some gig that they're doing, and they're going to be traveling.
Work related gig?
Yeah, it's a gig.
Even though we don't know what he does.
We don't know where he makes a living.
Yeah.
But his.
So what does Miss Alabama do? Do we know what she does?
Yeah.
Other than being Miss Alabama?
No. That's her thing was former Miss Alabama. No, her thing was Miss Alabama. She's the current Miss Alabama.
I think ABC liked that. Like you said, she's not even in the top six.
Yeah.
I think ABC liked that idea about.
Yeah, she's the current Miss Alabama.
Yeah.
I thought she was.
Which, by the way, Mark, in the past, we have judged and crowned Miss Alabama, I think 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Too bad it wasn't this one. But we do have a guest. I'll go check, Mark, see if they are here,
okay.
If you want to introduce James right out.
The individual.
You're getting ready to say documentarian, too,
right? I was about to say documentarian, right. Yeah. But anyhow, James Rideout is our guest, which is coming in, and he is related to the individual that this documentary is about, and the documentary. The documentary is Justice for Jackie, Justice for All, The Road to I-940. And is that I-940 or 1940?
I stands for the initiative.
Okay. Just like the, like you said, just like the highway.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So they'll be here in moments, I guess. Did you have any other shout-outs, man?
Yeah, I do, actually, Mark. So just bear with me for one quick second here. This was a product that was in our recent Oscar gift bag.
One of the benefits, ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys around the world, of participating in a Wild Creations event is you get to get a nice little shout-out of your brand here on
and
the show.
And today what we're talking about, Mark, is the Gourmet Ghee Company. It's Gourmet Butter.
It.
They were involved with our Chris Everett charity event back in November and also recently in our Oscar gift bags. I'm going to read something really quick.
They've just arrived.
The Gourmet Ghee Company makes authentic grass-fed ghee butter in sweet and savory flavors, from being on the Dr. Oz show to celebrity galas and a featured item in the Oscars Celebrity Swag Bag, which was our bag. They are a unique company on a mission to bring you the endless health and beauty benefits of this ancient superfood, one flavor at a time. That is gourmetghee.com. Hopefully you could tune in, check it out, and love the stuff. But, folks, we just have our in-studio guest, James Rideout. James, did I pronounce it correctly?
R-I-D-E-O-U-T, sir.
Is it right? Because sometimes it can be Rideout and, you know.
Good to meet you. Monique, how are you?
Good to
see you.
Good to see you.
Wonderful.
We have no call-in, so that's why we're not using headphones.
If we do have a call-in, we can put these on quickly. We find it a lot easier not to put them on. I know that's a green tea. What is that called?
It is the Frappuccino from Starbucks.
Yeah.
Is that new?
My daughter.
It looks fantastic.
My daughter works at Starbucks, and that is her favorite one, and I love the green.
I do, too.
It looks
delicious.
It does look delicious.
Plus, it looks healthy.
Yeah.
Other than a typical cup of coffee.
I would say
Starbucks.
It looks healthier than what James has, but maybe not. But then again, maybe neither one of them are healthy.
That may not look healthy, but that looks delicious.
Yeah.
I love that.
They always look delicious. And I like this. What would this be, a tribal necklace that you're wearing, James?
Yeah, it's a Puyallup tribe of Indians and Medicine Creek tree. That's the tribe I come from.
Fantastic.
What's the name of the tribe again?
Puyallup tribe of Indians.
Because I had a hard time. I'm having a hard time pronouncing things today.
Are,
said
they,
to Mark.
Are they only based in Washington State?
Yeah, it's a Washington coastal tribe.
Okay. All right.
I can throw you another and say Spialla Pope's.
Forget it. I mean, it seems like we're having a little more difficulty with certain. I mean, especially with, we want to talk about the documentary today.
Documentary, and I keep wrong because it's the people that make them are documentarians.
We had a couple people at our recent Oscar event that were doing a documentary. They're documentarians.
Documentarians.
Okay.
Documentarians.
Who do
makers of documentary documentaries?
But this morning, as we're talking back and forth, I said I'm going to have a hard time because it.
It's a
documentary. Only recently with me. It usually isn't, but are you involved with the documentary?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so can you be called a documentarian?
Yes, I can.
Yes. Okay, fantastic. Okay. Kudos to you.
Right. So, yes, now it's all legit.
Yeah, so James, we're going to be talking to you about your, sister or niece?
Niece,
that's right. And when you're involved with the picture, with the film.
I'm the producer and the EP. I met James at
Real quick, EP for our people listening, executive producer.
Executive.
Not everybody knows EP, but anyhow. So
unless you're from Hollywood, like we are.
Hollywood.
Right,
yeah.
Yes, and we met, and we both, I never miss a flight, and we got to talking about his niece.
So before we get into that, James and Monique, how did you meet James to be introduced?
At the airport.
Yeah.
Oh, literally at the airport. Oh,
you mean you literally bumped into him?
Yeah, we were sitting there having a drink.
Okay.
Yeah,
fate.
Right
yeah.
place, right time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yourself,
and then it clicked with you. You said
James started telling you the story.
Yes, and I'm a reality TV producer by training.
Right.
Two of my Emmy
winner.
Two times.
Yes, two times. And see, that you always have to preface Emmy by Emmy winning producer.
Right. You've got it down. You guys have it all.
Always
we do,
have
yeah,
to.
We do. And you have to preface it by saying two times, not just one time, two times, which also helps. So then, now, when you heard James' story, did you say, this is something we have to do? Or did he say, you're in the industry, let me share this with you?
He told me the story, and I couldn't believe what I was hearing. And he said, you haven't even heard the half.
Okay.
And I felt a sense of, I want to help. You know, things that are going on in the world, and you want to see what you can do.
Yeah.
So as I was making my horizontal move from reality game show courtroom shows,
wow.
I want to do docu-follows. That's what we call this, a docu-follow. You follow the family, you follow the friends. And we did a sizzle reel, and we put that out right before the November 3rd election, and they won.
Oh,
before so that was the point was putting out before the election, so that way the I-94 initiative passed.
And right when I first started reading this, I thought it was I thought it was like a highway. I didn't realize.
But
you know,
when you made the documentary though, was the point or the reason for making that documentary at that time to get it done before the election to have this pass?
That's a good question. Actually the sizzle reel.
Okay.
Because right now we're actually about to start pre-production for
okay.
the document.
Okay, gotcha.
So yes, the energy was to
get this to pass.
Everything out
okay.
and help push what he and the tribe's efforts have been for I-940.
Okay.
I-940. So James, why don't you take over?
Tell us about the events that led up to this.
Justice for Jackie, Justice for All. Who came up with that name, by the way, which I like it?
The mother of Jacqueline Sawyer's, Lisa Earl Rideout, my sister.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a point of emphasis, even with the, you know, her daughter being shot on January 28th of 2016. She still felt that, you know, justice was for everyone. Victims from Washington State had came to our tribe. We assembled once a week to meet to figure out what we could actually do about the systemic trauma that's happening and all across the United States, not just Washington State. And so it all came down to the law. And the definition of malice in the state of Washington basically was the only state in the United States that has malice in the laws of clause for law enforcement. Therefore, everything was justified. On that night, on January 28th, when I didn't want my sister to see her daughter, and so I became the strong one in the family, and I actually
went
up.
That's a tough place to be.
I went up to see the scene, and when I got there, Como Forest News had said to me, you know, this is justified. And I said, whoa, hold on. Why would you say that? You know, I didn't understand. It was typical confusion, but I tried to assess the whole situation. And it felt like to me that, you know, there was something not right here.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of information was not kept, and cameras and things like that were kept out of the whole investigation portion of it. So we're a sovereign tribe and a sovereign nation with, you know, rights of Washington State. We live under two governed laws. And federally recognized laws too as well, and so we have a joint jurisdiction. I immediately went down to our law enforcement and asked where we were in this investigation. They said, we're sorry, there is no investigation.
This was the tribe tribal law?
This was not on tribal land, was it?
Adjacent to. Yeah, but we have cross jurisdiction. You know, we have newly compacts that were agreed, you know, several years
ago. Which seems like it complicates the issue
Much more. Yeah, now the person that was in the car with her, has he been incarcerated? Is he incarcerated now?
He actually is incarcerated. He's the one that they were looking for.
Right,
on
right.
January 2nd, they had contacted my sister asking, please, you know, let's get a hold of Kenneth Wright. We said, we'll do everything possible. He's kidnapped my niece. We'll help in any way. He will not let her contact us, talk to family, anything. And so they knew that she was taken from Kenneth.
So when the police officers were approaching this vehicle, did they know that an armed felon, I guess? Was he,
yes,
is in the car
two-time with, felon, yes.
Okay, so two-time felon, like two-time McGetty. They knew that he was in the vehicle with her?
Fully 100% okay. aware, yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, and so as time went on, we asked for an independent investigation in Washington State through Department of Justice, and it wasn't granted. And so we flew to Washington, D.C., and in D.C., you know, we asked them to do their fiduciary responsibility to our tribes, and they said they had too much oversight, wanted me to bring information, but I said, I'm not here to do your job,
Or I'm sure they like hearing that.
Yes. Yeah. And so I wasn't a seated council member at that time. I had to think about what I could do to actually get to a position to do something about this systemic problem and change the dexterity of how things are happening in Washington State. And so I fought for a seat, and it took me a year later than that, and I was elected. It's the first time in 40 years that my family's been elected in the Puyallup tribe.
So this is you've got a seat in the tribal seat, Washington State.
And did you only elect to run for this after this whole incident, or were you planning on doing that beforehand?
A huge redirect.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been a commercial diver for 22 years, so very comfortable in my life.
Okay.
But seeing what I've seen and how the services are being provided to all people in Washington State, not just the tribes, something had to be
done.
You
knew that you would have to come forward and do something.
Had to be done.
Represent
exactly.
the people and get involved, and which is fantastic. So, I'm sorry.
As we got to D.C., I had met Loretta from Coalition of Black Trade Unionists, and she had an annual meeting that was nationwide. We brought a resolution to the floor, and the whole place just stopped and said, normally you don't do this, but we're going to support you 100% in this resolution. You have CBTU's full support. So they were our very first supporters in I-940, which was Initiative 873. I will go back that first year. We failed in that initiative, but we learned. And what we learned is that we needed financials. And so we really had to just push hard to everybody. And we, for week after week, for years, we talked to so many people about how can, we come together to get this done. And it all came down to the ballot, the vote. And we finally got all the signatures that was needed. 259,000 were needed.
Whoa.
360,000 were turned in.
Holy crap, that's a lot of...
So you had a big following, the people that helped you get out there, get the word out there, and get those signatures.
So was this a very popular incident? It was in the news like daily or...
That's the problem, because you don't get to news channels. You don't get to the media reel. They don't put this type of information out that, 45 to, 55 people are killed every year under this law.
Right.
That was enacted in 1985. You just don't get that information out. They suppress that information. So it's up to you. And what I quickly realized is that people that didn't have a tribe, a lobbies, lawyers, and people to fight and advocate for them, we became their voice in all walks of life. And that's where the Justice for All is completely important, because now we're representing all the families. And I know a vast majority in the northern portion of Washington, So.
Here's an important question, James. What happened to the officer who pulled the trigger? I know he went out for a burger afterwards.
On an independent they did the investigation on themselves. They investigated themselves, their own internal organization investigated themselves. And so I-940 actually, re-implements a different agency coming in to do independent investigations, and that's completely important. Also contact the tribes, because that's never been in place or intact ever, in any of those laws. And so we really went through it for 2 years and had a hard time getting law enforcement to come to the table. There was a statement by the mayor in Tacoma, 95% officers or great officers, the 5%, cause a problem, which was a huge problem for her politically for even saying that. But they knew there was a problem. A new mayor has been seated, and she started pre-implementation of 940 when the law passed. Before it even was passed, she's already began the process as the new mayor. So I've got a lot of respect for Ms. Woodard in Tacoma.
I want to also note, de-escalate I-940, the bill that became a law, right, is also good for the officers because they want to go home to their families too.
Sure.
And this is to inspire more training and how to recognize situations that might be a little more sensitive and to get them home and make them whole also.
Right.
So it's not bashing the police.
No.
It's more about embracing and finding out techniques.
So what is the goal then with the film? Is it to bring awareness to what happened? Is it to get everything, you know, more understanding? And I mean,
so
what
nobody
is
forgets about your sister?
Sure. His niece. Yeah, Jacqueline Sawyer's. It's okay.
Niece,
yeah. Yeah, it's a big tribe.
Basically, you know, we knew early on if we can accomplish this task, because only 9 times in the history of Washington State in 110 years has people changed any law, you know, and we did it. And the ninth time, and the first time ever in the United States that any law enforcement law has been changed by the people. And I think that's really critical, because this is an epidemic that goes across all of the United States. And so setting a model for all the states, you know, we knew that it was way back in the foresight in the early beginning, but it's become a reality today.
So back to the police officer that pulled the trigger. So, I mean, there wasn't any, like, uproar, and, you know, when you hear these things across the country in smaller towns and riots when police, you know,
they
do the wrong
thing.
Yeah.
We struggled, you know, I'll go back in history.
Does he still have his job?
Yes, he does.
Yeah, and, you know, she was pregnant, you know.
Right, that's
that makes it even worse.
That's infuriating.
Yeah.
How far along was she? Not that it matters.
Very first. But you got to remember, they're first semester. Yeah, and they are Indian tribe that they celebrate life in a different way when someone passes.
But was that considered 2 killings?
That's a really good question. I don't know.
Yeah, no, it was justified just as Jackie.
I guess it depends how far along.
Perhaps.
Really determines life,
perhaps,
more or less.
That's a good question.
So now, when does the film start launch or get underway?
So we're in pre-production this week, and we're doing some keynote interviews. James, the mother of Lisa Earle, the mother of Jackie, the people who have helped get the initiative passed and gotten this far, Ramona Bennett, Loretta Gutierrez, a lot of different people who have helped. And the mayor is actually going to get an interview this weekend as well for the film.
Now, did this take place in Tacoma or like a smaller town outside of Tacoma?
It's in Tacoma.
Oh, okay. That's pretty big.
The current mayor is being interviewed, or the previous mayor that was mayor at the
current
time? The current one, okay.
Current mayor.
For the film. So we're still looking actually to get a larger production house on board. We're kind of self-publishing at the moment and doing it ourselves. And so we're shooting the first part of the film, but we're looking to partner with someone who would
It's a grassroots project
super
right
duper.
Now, which is common nowadays.
How does your sister feel? I would assume she's on board 100%. You know, sometimes they might just say, let it go.
Yeah,
it's, you know, I don't want to keep on bringing this back. And she's...
Everything grassroots has helped make it become the reality it is today. That's completely important, because that's important for anyone to know in any state that you can assemble, you can get things done, you can change the dexterity of your communities of coming together and what's the processes and how you do it. You know, and it took a lot of supporters too, you know, to get behind it as well. But she's basically, you know, I've been the spokesperson the entire time for Jackie and the family, and I just wanted to be remembered, you know, that there is good and bad, you know, and there is positive change, and it can become a reality by the people.
Yeah.
And every legislative that, you know, had passed I-940 is like, this is exactly the way it should be, you know, and I'm extremely grateful. You know, I never want to anticipate to ever come to meet you in LA Radio.
Yeah.
In my life, you
Funny
know, 5 years
out.
Ago,
yeah.
I would have never thought I'd be
right,
sitting here with Monique.
Yeah, if you wouldn't have been in Vegas at that moment, this may not be happening.
I
right
should have been
now
at a coffee event. I never miss my flight.
Yeah. So your sister was on board from this. Again, like I said, some people would just say, forget it, I don't want
to.
So that's good.
And
that's
to answer your question, the goal of the film, and from my perspective, is to honor the legacy of Jacqueline Sawyers and the family, and to show...
She did not die in vain.
She didn't.
Yeah.
And the baby either. And to show that there is
a way... How old was she?
33.
Years of age. She's got other children that she's left behind, and to show that she'll never be forgotten, but also let's see what people can do when they really get together.
Yeah.
And they get out of their own way, and they ask for justice.
Yeah.
So...
People have to get out and say things and do things, and they can't make a change.
Yeah. I mean, 250,000. I mean, that's a lot in the petition. Is that? I mean,
it's 306,000.
I mean, that's a big number.
That's a lot of pounding the pavement, though.
I mean, that's a huge number, right?
Endorsed.
They started with CBTU. They organized them.
Yeah.
In Washington, right?
Yeah. The initiative was actually contested at one point, too, and said because of the process, because law enforcement did come to the table, which we're grateful, in legislative process. And there was an amended trailer that was HB 303 that was added to the initiative I-940, which would have went into law, but in such a process that has never been done before. So it was contested in Supreme Court. Supreme Court ruling was that I-940 would go back on the ballot by itself, and HB 303 would come in the next year, which they just passed HB 303. And that's simply getting everybody complete at the table, which is law enforcement, and that's important. It really is.
Yeah. So, Monique, then what's the expected duration of the film schedule?
Sure. Right now we're in pre-production, like I said, so we're doing the keynote speakers and the mayor. We have to do that when we can get that. Mm-hmm. So that's going to happen this weekend in the Seattle area. And then we're looking at probably a summer production. We're
are
still
you
getting
looking
our coins
at
together.
Big film festivals? Are you shooting for Sundance?
Exactly. Good.
I mean, whenever you hear documentaries.
Yes, you guys are invited, by the way, if we get accepted.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Coming.
Great.
But
we love Sundance. We love Sundance.
Well, yeah, we love Sundance. We used to go every year, but because that's like the big. I mean, you get the exposure, you get all the attention. Everybody knows. You mentioned Sundance, you attach it to any film, and it's like, whoa. Or just like if you say Barracuda, people say, how? What? But if you see Shark,
Telluride, Venice, Berlin, Cannes.
So that's exactly right.
You hit it right on the head.
Yeah.
It is, too. We want to get into that documentary circuit and really get
Jackie's
story out there.
Yeah. So fantastic.
She's going international, hopefully, soon.
Yeah. Documentaries are becoming more and more popular nowadays.
Yeah, they just did something in 60 Minutes.
In the old days, you had to be a little bit, you think you're better than anybody. Else to watch a documentary, you thought you were smarter than anybody else.
Or it was
a
crime. It was always a crime.
Nowadays, everybody wants to see a good documentary.
That's exciting stuff for a great cause, and that's a great way to get
the word out.
To get the word out, because if you don't have that, a lot of times it just gets buried away, especially in a small.
Well, they've already achieved what the main thing. I mean, the documentary is great, but what you've achieved so far
is the
most important thing.
That's
changing
the law.
Yeah,
signatures, getting something done.
Initiative. And that's the
getting
foundation.
Something done is great because now the people of Washington could live in that, and they have that. But now the rest of the people of the country and the world can see the story and see what happened.
We're not going to just stop there.
Yeah. Right.
Now you guys are the first national recognition that we're starting to receive, and we want to grow this and make this a national and worldwide thing where they have to respect the people that they're serving.
Yeah.
We want them to go home too.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the ball is in motion. The engines are turning, and there you go. And Monique is...
The story's out there. The laws have been changed. Now the world awaits the final story for everybody to see.
Fantastic.
Which is great.
You can find us on YouTube, actually.
Latchkey Kid Films.
Latchkey Kid Films on YouTube.
Yes, on YouTube, our channel. And you can also go to justice4jackiefilm.com.
So there's all the information about the film at that website on YouTube.
Say that again, Monique.
Yes, sure. It's justice4jackiefilm.com, and you can go to YouTube and follow our channel at Latchkey Kid Films, and you'll see the sizzle reel. It's about a 4.5-minute sizzle reel, so it's a bit longer than usual.
Okay.
And James, where can they find you?
Justice for Jackie on Facebook.
Justice for Jackie. And do you have an email at all you'd like to share if somebody wanted to email you anything?
JamesRideout99@gmail.com.
JamesRideout99.
I just really want to thank you, for listening about my niece.
Yeah,
of course.
Absolutely.
Of course.
You know, this has not been easy.
Yeah.
And you never get a process for mourning. And this is my justification for mourning is sharing the story. And her life will always be remembered. And I tell her children, her life mattered. Everybody's life matters, but her life mattered. You know, and she will make a difference. And how many lives will we save from doing this type of work? And on all communities, that's the ultimate goal, to bring that number to 4555 down.
Yeah.
That's completely important.
Well, James, thank you for doing what you are doing.
People need to get involved and put the word out there.
And Monique, thank you for getting involved as well. Yeah. And thank you for coming on today.
You would never have heard this story, knew about this story.
That's what we don't have guests on the show that often, every once in a while, but usually when they do come on, they're good. I know
we asked
this a couple weeks ago, it was a perfect fit because it was something a little more unique than somebody that just has the
new bottle of water.
Yeah,
you
got
to
have water, too.
Well, you know what I mean.
Thank you for my water.
But this was a great cause, so James, thanks for doing what
this
you were doing.
Cause.
Monique, thanks for doing what you're doing, and in closing, Mark, if anybody needs to contact us?
Yeah, contact us. We're wildcreationsmedia.com. We're at facebook.com/wildcreations. You could get us at Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, Snapchat. If you need to send us an email.
Snapchat. Oh, yeah, Snapchat. I forgot to say, what was the old one?
MySpace. Believe it. MySpace.
Wow. That's vintage.
Yeah. Vintage. wildcreationsmedia@gmail.com. If you live in the Los Angeles area and you're currently looking for a house to sell or buy in this hot real estate market, markharrisrealtor@gmail.com. I'm the realtor to the stars, so I'll get you that house you want. Other than that, watch us on Storage Wars. We're on again next week.
Next Wednesday at 8. Standard Time.
Listen to us. You can listen to us 24/7, 365 at latalkradio.com. So we appreciate you tuning in, listening to us. We know you can choose wherever you want.
Thank you to James and Monique for being
in
studio guests today.
Yeah, and until next time, get out, enjoy life. Life is short. Eat something good, drink something better, and just enjoy life. Until next time, adios.
Later.
You guys are awesome.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.